Isn't it? You watch the news, it's so horrifying. You know, you just get the impression, you just walk out your door, you're immediately going to be raped by some crack addicted, AIDS infected pit bull or something, you know? It's a horrible news story, you know? Honey, I'm going to check the mail. You say we stay inside tonight, baby. Let's let the pizza delivery guy deal with that shit out there. Hello, pizza delivery. Could you send another car over, please? I know that's your third one. That last guy almost made it. I can almost reach the pizza box with the broom handle. How come those pit bulls are eating your driver, but they're not touching that fucking pizza? Hello? Pretty soon, we're all going to be locked inside our homes. No one on the streets but pizza delivery guys and armored cars with turrets launching pizzas through the mail slots of our front doors. I, for one, can't wait till that day. And the news is, like, horrific, man. It gets worse. You notice that? And you think the end of communism, the end of whatever that was, the fall of whatever, yeah, would be, but no, it gets worse. Just worse and fucking worse. Just watch what's coming up on the news. It's unbelievable. This half hour, war, death, famine, AIDS, homeless, recession, depression, drought, flood, earthquake, riot, quail, and snooker highlights. Quail. He's gone, little Damien. He was little Damien, man. Tell me those blank, empty eyes aren't going to glow red one day still. Stop making jokes about me. Not now, Damien, not now. Your time is not now. I'll spell potato any fucking way I want. Rioters in L.A., let's nuke them. I am Damien. You realize there's actually people in the world who did not think Bush and Quayle were conservative enough? I think this is the Republican Party that's been in hiding in South America since 1944, I think. Small. By the way, if anyone here is in marketing or advertising, could you do me a favor and kill yourself? So sick of the idea of marketing, man. You know what they do to movies now? Do you know they did this? It's unbelievable. They show movies to a test audience before the movie is released, then change the movie depending on how these 200 random yahoos liked it or did not like it. As though we are all the same. As though we share the same taste. I think a quick perusal of my video collection will tell you many of us walk to the beat of our own drummer. I saw this movie this year, Basic Instinct. How many of y'all saw this piece of shit film? Horrible film. Like a bad Streets of San Francisco episode. I kept waiting to see Carl Malden show up in drag as one of Sharon Stone's lesbian lovers. He looked the part, lacked only the lumberjack shirt. He would have been perfect, but no. Anyway, come to find out, all the lesbian sex scenes were cut out of this film. All the lesbian sex scenes were cut out of this film because a test audience was turned off by them. Man, is my thumb not on the pulse of America. I don't want to seem like Randy Pan the goat boy, but... the only reason I went to that piece of shit film, you know. If I had been in that test audience, the only one out front protesting that film would have been Michael Douglas demanding his part be put back in. I swear I was in that movie. I swear I was. Gee, Mike, the movie started. Sharon Stone was eating another woman for an hour and a half. Then the credits roll. I don't remember seeing your scrawny ass. Was Bill Hicks in that test audience?
Goat Boy called it like he saw it, Mikey.
Horrible. Horrible film. Just like Madonna's sex book, all it's meant to do is titillate a completely neutered and docile fucking consumer community, which we have become. What do people say about that film? It's great. Why? You get to see Sharon Stone's pussy. Ooh, the hallmark of art. Yeah, you get to see her pussy for 1/8 of a second. I timed it. Don't blink, you might miss the plot. That's how bad this film is. 40 minutes into, you're going, what a piece of shit. She goes, did you see her pussy? No, I was reaching for my Coke. What happened? Dude, you missed it, man. We gotta watch this again. This could be the greatest film all year. God, are we that fucking neutered? Maybe you don't know this. Maybe you know there's movies you can rent. Nothing but pussy. Did y'all know that? Swear to God, 1/8 of a second of plot, the rest of the film, pussy. The numbers are exactly reversed. One line of dialogue. I'd like to see your pussy. Boom. Did y'all know that? Yeah, you can. I'd prefer if people did that instead of paying for this Hollywood titillation horse shit that comes out that's supposedly for adults. Save paying Joe Esterhaus any more money for these scripts, that fat, no-talent fucking whale who needs to die in front of his children on the kitchen floor with a blood bubble coming out of his left nostril and et cetera, et cetera. He wrote that. Remember the ad for Basic Instinct? Basic Instinct, from the writer of Flashdance. When did Flashdance become a literary barometer in our culture? I missed that meeting. Honey, the guy who wrote Flashdance has pumped out some more literary magic called a babysitter. We're not going to miss this. You know it's good. How do you write Flashdance, first of all, you know? Flashdance, okay, Flashdance. Young girl shows titties. There. That's fucking brilliant, Joe. Can we give you $1 million for that? That's pretty genius. But can you top yourself in Basic Instinct? Young girl shows pussy. He's a genius. Can we give you $3 million for that? Now we'll give you $6 million if you can top yourself in Basic Instinct 2. Young girl shows titties and pussy. He's a fucking genius. Maybe I didn't love you. Are there any questions? It is my job, by the way, to make you stare at me like a dog that's just been shown a card trick, and I want to thank you for that. I'm just a sick guy, man. I don't know what's going on. People hate me back home. I was in Oklahoma, a lady yelling at me, "You're going to hell, boy!" Fuck it, I'm already in Oklahoma, lady. Fuck it, man. Say something that might scare me, like my return ticket is canceled. You're going. going to hell. I wish I could meet a Christian who would proselytize to me. They keep running away from me. I want to talk to y'all. They bolt when they see me like bunny rabbits in car headlights. Come back, Christian, come back. I want to ask you some questions. You know, Christianity is such a weird religion. A lot of Christians wear crosses around their necks. You think when Jesus comes back, he's going to want to see a fucking cross? Ow. That may be why he hadn't shown up yet. Shit, they're still wearing crosses. Fuck it, I'm not going, Dad. They totally missed the point. When they start wearing fishes, I might show up again. Look at that big gold one on that rap dude. Uh-uh. Kind of like going up to Jackie Onassis with a rifle pendant on, you know? Stinking of John, Jackie. We love him. Trying to keep that memory alive, baby. Back and to the left. Back and to the left. Back and to the left. Which, by the way, that action you can see Kennedy's head doing the Zapruder film was caused by a bullet coming from up there. Yeah, I know it looks to the layman or anyone who might dabble in physics that this action here was caused by a, well, hell, let's... Up here, did you see that? Up here, the right front, or grassy knoll area, I think I've heard it referred to. Look back in the Rolodex. Yeah, grassy knoll area. But no, it was caused by a bullet up here. See, what happened was when Oswald's gun went off in Dealey Plaza, the gun echoed all over the place. Echoes went everywhere, and the echo went by the limo on the left. It went up into the trees and the grassy knoll and hit some leaves, causing some dust to fly up, which 56 witnesses testified was a gunshot. But it wasn't, even though Kennedy's head at that very moment went over. But it was dust caused by an echo. And the reason Kennedy's head went over, because the echo went by the car on the left, and he went, "What was that?" Yeah. On very clear versions of the Zapruder film, you can actually see him say the words. Do you hear something to the left? It sounds like a gunshot. That could be an echo. Yeah, it's very... You have to get a microscope and... Go back to bed, America. Go back to bed. It is all explained to you now. There should be no question about your government's legitimacy. Go back to bed. Here. Here's American Gladiators. Watch that and shut up. Go back to bed, America. Here's 56 channels of horse shit. Watch that. You're in the land of freedom now. Go back to bed, America. Here's a flag. Go back to bed. Unbelievable. And it's all, you know, we come from this Christian... The thing about Christians is that even if you talk like rationally or sanely to them, they believe that's the talk of the devil. You know what I mean? That's why I don't know if there's ever going to be any healing with this shit. They want the world to end in a fiery fucking blast. God wants it to end that way. And we are their good servants. Oh, for a world full of sinners.